listening to the Goal Digger Guide podcast. I'm your host, Breanne Burke. I'm here to help you to become the ambitious, confident, daring woman you are meant to be. I'll provide you with a no BS approach on tips, tricks, and takeaways that you will be able to implement into your life to further strive in becoming the best version of yourself. Learn to show up with your shoulders back, your head held high, while being unapologetically you. Attract what is meant to be yours through self-love, education, insight, and inspiration. Now let's get real AF. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I am excited you are here for this juicy solo episode. We are coming off of a long Easter weekend. If you celebrate, you got some extra time to you and your family. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you ate all of the chocolate. I know that we spent a lot of time with the family, and it's really fun now being with kids because you go through this phase of obviously being an adult, probably without children, and you kind of, I don't want to say lose the magic of some holidays, but there's something that's nostalgic when you're around kids and they bring it back into your life, right? Like the magic. Once the kids went to sleep, the parents set out this insane Easter egg hunt all over the house, outside. It was so elaborate. And then they woke up literally at the crack of ass and went on their Easter egg hunt so jacked up, like, Auntie Brie, let's go. You're missing out. And I'm just like, okay, let's do this. And it was just such a beautiful weekend. And I hope you felt the same. I did have a little bit of a mishap, as one does. So on Easter morning, the adults were out on the driveway initially with the kids, but then they were running around, and I of course picked up one of my nephew's scooters and was farting around on that. And just by myself, nobody watching, I decided to do a Papa Wheelie, as you do, or as I do. And next thing you know, I was face down on the ground in so much pain. I had a split second when it was happening that I knew something was happening. And not only was it so unbelievably painful, but it also knocked the wind out of me. And then next thing I know, there's like six adults around me looking down like, are you okay? And I was just breathing through it. I was like, do I want to cry? What do I feel in this moment? So anyways, a few days have obviously passed, and I was advised maybe you should go get x-rays because I really landed hard on my elbow. So yesterday, after a number of days, I'm like, I'm going to go get this checked out just in case. I highly doubt anything is wrong, but it's just extremely tender and sore, and it's very difficult to lift my arm. And like, I was trying to wash my hair and I couldn't do that. So we did that yesterday. We're waiting on a call from the doc this morning. Fingers crossed, by the time you listen to this, the diagnosis will already occur. But next week, I'm already back into travel season. March, we took a hot break. We were in structured routine and it felt so good. But as of next week, we are traveling. So very excited about that. You will see all of the content online. It's going to be very cool, all of the experiences that I get to be a part of. So I'm very, very pumped for that. Now, to dive into some juiciness, that's pretty much my life update that I always want to kind of trickle in there. But we are in the midst of relaunching CMA, Confident Mindset Accelerator, my 10-week signature course for women that are looking to reinvent themselves and increase their self-worth, because your self-worth is your ceiling, baby. As we know, you want more in life, you got to double down on that self-worth. And I'm so excited for those that have already enrolled in to hear your testimonials, how you're feeling, things that are coming up, being a part of the group. Oh, I'm just so excited. So while you listen to this, CMA is still on sale until the end of the week. You get a discount of $223 off. And I want to break it down for you a little bit, because CMA is for a very particular type of individual. Now, I know this not only through my own personal experience, learnings, lessons, certifications, but also through doing so much market research. Oh my goodness, so much market research. I have jumped on a call with 20 plus women, asking them 20 plus questions to really narrow down what it is that people are looking for. And through that, I created a signature formula that accelerates your transformation from A to Z to get you the results that you ultimately desire. Now, listen up and let me know if this sounds and feels like you or resonates with you. You have always been an overachiever and you do the work, but you never really feel satisfied with your life. You feel addicted to working hard, but it stems from needing approval. You feel your best when you are productive, hey, which we all do, but you also feel like you should always be doing more. You become easily excitable about new goals and opportunities, yes, but then feel discouraged shortly after as you question your ability to achieve the things you really desire. You feel most loved when you receive validation for your accomplishments, but rarely feel like you're actually good enough. You love to connect deeply with others. I feel that. You want meaningful relationships, but you're constantly riddled with guilt and shame when you screw up or others actually see you for who you really are. And you are a high achiever. You are capable and willing to take action. That is not the problem here. But you are so hard on yourself. And when you repeat the same behavior, you continue to feel lost. You know you feel empowered when you have control, but you constantly feel anxious and irritable when you allow someone else to come in and help you. Does 1, 3, or all of these resonate with you? If so, you are not alone, my dear. You are not alone. CMA is specifically for that individual that is a high achiever, not based on the awards you've received, the accomplishments that you've made, the certifications you have plastered on your wall. That is not what a high achiever is. A high achiever is essentially someone that is eager to do the work. You want to learn. You want to go, go, go. You want to take action. That is not your problem. Because that is where CMA invites you in, because I know you are someone that once you are enrolled, you take ruthless accountability for your own action, for your own participation, for your own discipline to actually complete the course. Because if you do, you will get the results that you desire. It's up to you to show up. So that is why CMA is specifically for you. It's for the person that feels these things, that want to do the work, and they've tried everything. You know, you're getting up, you're drinking your green smoothie, you have your routine, you're going to the gym, but there's something missing. There's something that's not sticking. There's a void. There's a lack of fulfillment. There's a lack of consistency. That is who CMA is for. And it is on sale until the end of the week. So if this speaks to you, the link is in the show notes. The link is in my bio on IG at Breanne Burke. You have any questions, slide into my DMs and I will answer all of them as best as I can. Alrighty, this is so on theme with today's episode, which I'm so unbelievably excited to talk about. It's going to be quick. It's going to be snappy. It's going to be digestible and it's going to be applicable to your life. And we are talking about why you need to get yourself in the room. Why you need to get yourself in the damn room. All right, when I say that, that means you are getting in the room with like-minded people, with inspirational people, with mentors, with leaders, with coaches, with professors. You're getting yourself in the room where you are a very small minnow in a very large pond. You are not the shark, okay? It feels good to the ego that you are the shark at times, right? It feels good when you are the expert, and there is a time and place for that. However, if you are craving growth, prosperity, you want to learn, you want more for yourself, for your family, for your life, you want more. And I'm not, again, talking about necessarily like very tangible, luxurious things, like you want the sports car, you want the house. That is all great, and that can all be very much coming to fruition based on the action that you take of getting yourself in the room. But you just know from a deep-rooted feeling you want and deserve more in your life, but you're not sure how to get there. And this is one of the biggest things, is getting yourself in the room and getting yourself around those like-minded people. You have to understand, if you are constantly the shark in your group of people, meaning like you identify as the smartest, you're the leader, you know everything, you're very comfortable, it's very cozy. There is a time and a place for that as well. You know, we are allowed to wear many different hats in many different circles. I have different circles and groups of people in my life that serve me in different ways, and I serve them in different ways. I got my core ride or die soul sisters that will forever be my rock, and I love them and would do anything for them. And it's a small knit group, and we all are extremely, extremely different. We do not talk about, the example, my business or what I'm doing. That fills a completely different cup in my life. But when I am talking about my own personal growth, business, things that I want to achieve, how I want to move the needle forward, when I look to others on how they are living their life, I am putting myself intentionally in another grouping of people where I am inspired. I am not the expert. I am a sponge. I am learning, because this is the first note. I've broken this out into three takeaways. Firstly, you are a reflection of who you surround yourself with. I'm sure you have heard this before. I've probably said this before multiple times on this podcast. You are a reflection of who you surround yourself with. And this goes back to when we were kids, right? Or even think about it maybe as you're a parent and you see your kid hanging out with a certain grouping of people and you're just like, I'm not necessarily liking the influence they have on you, or maybe what they're encouraging you to do in the path that you're going around, because you know they are a reflection of who you surround yourself with. Through proximity, you're inevitably going to start mimicking or being a reflection of who you're hanging out with all the time. So if you are in the room, I'm saying in quotations, bolding, underlined, you are in the room with leaders, with people that are actually living a life that you ultimately desire, people that inspire you, people that teach you, you are just being a student to everything that you are learning. You are going to feel different. You are going to naturally feel elevated. You are going to want to double down. You are going to want to create a vision board, list out your goals, change jobs. You're going to want to make things shift. You're going to want growth. You're going to want prosperity. You're going to want growth. You're going to want to move the needle forward. You're going to want to take action. And I know this because I know you tuning in is a high achiever. You are one to take action. You're willing to make shifts. You're willing to make change, or you wouldn't be tuning into the Gold Digger Guide podcast. Let's be real. You know, let's call a spade a spade. So when you put yourself in a position, you get yourself in the room where you are surrounded by that, you're surrounded by people leveling up, you're surrounded by people doing things that you want to be doing, you're going to be lit on fire in the best possible way. It is going to feel so good. You're going to start to have blinders on, your soul's going to be lit the fuck up, and you are going to want to be like, let's do this. We are so much more likely to show up when we are being held accountable. The science behind this is something like 97% more likely to show up when we're being held accountable. You can use the example of when you have a personal trainer. Okay, you are trying to go to the gym on your own, or you're trying to work out at home. Do you do that every single day? Maybe it takes a while for you to get into a routine. However, if you have a personal trainer at a gym waiting for you, you're sure as hell going to show up, or it's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. You feel guilty about it, right? There's all these implications and factors that come into play. So if you start to get in the room with these people and start talking about your own goals, your own dreams, things that you want to do, you're innately going to be held accountable. In the back of your mind, you're programming that into your subconscious. You're gonna wanna show up. You're gonna wanna not only prove yourself wrong, but you're kinda gonna wanna prove others wrong in the best possible way. That's where the ego comes into play, and it can actually serve you a little bit. You know, you have that fire under you. You're like, let's go. I'm changing the narrative. We are no longer staying here. And that is why investing in yourself always comes back tenfold. Anytime I have invested in myself, whether that be a course, a mentor, a retreat, some type of certification, anything that really serves me in my own growth, the ROI simply cannot be matched. It cannot be matched because I am a different person coming out of that. When I first invested in myself in my yoga teaching certification, having no interest in teaching yoga, just knowing that my life was a dumpster fire at the time and shit needed to change. And I invested $5,000 cash that I saved up from working at a bar. That was a lot of money for me at the time. I was living at home. I had a lot of debt to pay. I was in a tricky situation, but I did this and I came out a different person. And I've always had shifts and changes in result of that. You know, that saying is like you're one decision away from changing your life. It's because every decision you make is ultimately dictating where you're going in the path that you are taking. So if you're deciding to get yourself in the damn room through proximity, you are going to want to level up. And that is why, example, investing in CMA, getting in with the community with the other CMA students, having access to me once a month to ask your Q&As, any questions that are coming up for you, you are getting yourself in the room at a very low cost. You are investing in yourself. You are learning. You are getting that fire going. The second takeaway here is we as human beings feel good when we are growing and learning. We are meant to be a student of life. And I want you to take this back and think about the times that you are learning about something that you are excited about. I'm not talking about being in school when you were a student and younger and you're just like, this isn't my vibe. I'm not into French class, or I'm not into math, or I'm not into physics. I'm talking about when you are doing something and learning about something that lights you up, whether that be art, that be self-development, that be public speaking, that be law, that be real estate, that be entrepreneurship, whatever it is. How good does it feel? You have a sense of excitement. You have a reason you want to get out of bed. That feeling when you're going to bed and your mind is running like excited, like, oh man, I have this to do tomorrow, this to do, but it's not a level of stress. It's feeling like excitement. Like, I can't wake up. I can't wait to wake up and do this. I know you know this feeling. It probably happens very rarely, but I know this feeling. I literally had it last night. I was excited to get up, record a podcast episode. I have some juicy emails coming out this week for CMA and just so many lessons and learnings and content that I'm just so excited to get out into the world. I'm lit up about it. You know, that feeling feels so damn good. So we as human beings, we feel great and we feel purpose and we feel fulfilled when we are growing and learning. If you are staying stagnant and in the same place, it goes from a place of content to quickly feeling unfulfilled and just like a sense of being complacent. Content to complacency. So there is a gray area here where you need to see where you want to shift and where you want to grow in something that you want to work towards. And it doesn't even need to be like a high achieving goal. It just is something that makes you feel really good, that you want to work towards. Because again, you have one life. Why not make it as juicy and fulfilling as possible? It's not always about the end result, but the joy and the fulfillment that comes from working towards something and having a purpose is ultimately what lights us up as human beings and makes us so happy. Number three takeaway that is pretty self-explanatory as of now is nothing changes if nothing changes. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Nothing is going to change if you don't make the shifts in the decisions in your life. I have spoken about this before in my content, and I believe I have a podcast episode on this, is choosing your hard. It is hard to stay where you're at, stay depressed, stay broke, stay in a toxic relationship. That is really hard. Your life is really hard day in and day out. It's affecting you emotionally, mentally, physically, all of the things. There's no doubt about it. That is very real. However, it is also really hard to leave the relationship, to change jobs, to be resourceful enough to move out, to figure it out, to make a plan that is going to support your future self. That is also hard. Both of those situations are hard, but it's all about perspective. You get to choose which hard you want to do. So what hard is it? And I would hope if you're here listening to this, it is the latter. It's the second one. Choose the hard that actually is going to support you. It's going to support your future. It's going to support your higher self. Because how fucking good does that feel? Because it feels good. We do things because it feels good. And the way we actually make shifts in our subconscious and in our nervous system is through repetition plus emotion. So you do things enough, those neural pathways in your subconscious mind ultimately build and become strengthened, right? And our subconscious mind, as we know, it is ultimately running our show. Like, our conscious mind can't override our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is where all our belief systems live, all of our memories, all of our experiences. So the more you do things on repeat, showing yourself, I am wanting to grow, I am wanting to do this, I am resourceful, I am capable, I am strong, I am deserving, I am worthy, you are going to strengthen those neural pathways and also ultimately dissipate the ones that no longer serve you. And you want to have that charged emotionally, meaning when you are lit up, lean into those feelings, lean into those good feelings, because the stronger the emotion attached to it, the more it sticks with you. That is also why if you have something very traumatic happen to you, there's most likely a very negative charge associated with it, which makes it more difficult to break that cycle. It works both ways. So invite that into your life. So the three takeaways from today's episode is you are a proximity of who you surround yourself with. We as human beings feel good when we are growing and learning, and we are meant to be a student of life. And thirdly, nothing changes if nothing changes. So get yourself in the damn room starting today. What can you do to make that shift? And that is all we have for today. I hope you are fired up and you're excited. Again, invest in yourself, dive into CMA. It's on sale until the end of the week. If you have any questions, let me know. I love you so much. Please leave a rating and a review. It helps the podcast grow, get into more ears, and we get to up-level as a collective. And until next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Gold Digger Guide podcast. If you're looking to find more ways on how to up-level your life, you can find me on Instagram at Breanne Burke, where I share all my tips and tricks on everything mindset and productivity. I am here to serve you, so please share a review, let me know what you want to hear, and let's grow together.